Friday after Ash Wednesday, Isaiah 58. Thus says the Lord God, cry out full-throated and unsparingly. Lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Tell my people their wickedness and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day, and desire to know my ways, like a nation that has done what is just, and not abandoned the law of their God. They ask me to declare what is due them, pleased to gain access to God. Why do we fast, and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves, and you take no note of it. Lo, on your fast day, you carry out your pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance? That a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This, rather, is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and you and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. The word of the Lord. The gospel is Matthew 9, verses 14 and 15. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast? Jesus answered them, can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? They will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, as we begin Lent, the Lord has inspired our community to look at the Lord crucified and seek from him knowledge of what is it that he wants to heal and transform in us. Instead of just offering him something, doing something, we want the Lord to take control, take authority, and expose the ways in my heart that he wants to purify. So I invite you to do this. Lord, what is it in me? What attitude, what way of thinking, what is in me that you want to bring to light and bring to healing? Now, today, the gospel tells us about the disciples of John. They were very zealous and they were practicing the fasting, but the disciples of Jesus were not at that time doing that. And the Lord now reveals something essential. All practices only have true meaning if they are focused in Christ. And so there's a time for fasting and there's a time for celebrating a banquet. And one is not more holy than the other. It's only valuable if it's in relation to the Lord. And so, why do we fast on Lent? We do so that all the cravings that we have for food may be redirected to the Lord, so that we bring our flesh, our body, under the authority of Christ, as our soul and our mind and our heart are in turn under his authority also. So the flesh is under our will, under our mind, subject to it, and our mind and our will are subject to God. And so we know when it's the time to fast, and we do it, and we sacrifice, and when it's the time to feast. May the Lord bless you with a very blessed Lent.